Tell everyone about your event or happening on our town. Just call The Patriot at 536-6262. This is Our Town on WJMT.
Country 730, The Patriot. Joining us this morning, we have Dr. Jeff Sarazin with the Wisconsin Optometric Association. We're here to talk about National Glaucoma Awareness Month. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
And glaucoma is kind of a scary word for those who hear it.
Well, again, it's one of those diseases where you hear the word probably frequently enough but have no idea what it is. And, you know, we're talking about glaucoma this morning because it is National Glaucoma Awareness Month. Glaucoma is one of those diseases that's so easily treatable, but the key is to get the message out that it's something that you need to be thinking about and get an eye exam in order to determine if maybe you're at risk for developing glaucoma.
Are there any other signs that you can watch out for, maybe symptoms that you might have early onset?
Well, in most cases, there's not, and that's why glaucoma has been labeled the sneak thief of eyesight. As the disorder progresses, though, patients start to lose their peripheral vision or perhaps develop some blind spots in their vision. And at that point, a lot of the damage has been done. So that's why we want to certainly catch glaucoma very, very early.
And, of course, as you mentioned, the regular eye exam is the best way to do that.
Absolutely. It's really the only way to do it. I recommend that if you have a relationship with an optometrist, you get in there to see him. If you don't have one, seek one out and get an eye exam, especially if you're over the age of 40.
What are some of the other risk factors, those who may have an increased risk of getting glaucoma in their time?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, there's certainly a real strong family history with this disorder. So if somebody in your family has glaucoma, let's say one of your parents or perhaps an older brother or sister, that really does put you at risk. And then certain races are at risk for developing glaucoma, especially African Americans.
Speaking with Dr. Jeff Sarazin, January, Glaucoma Awareness Month. Anything else about this eye disorder that we might need to know about, Jeff?
Well, again, it really doesn't have any symptoms, and glaucoma is not preventable. So what we're trying to do is to treat the disorder early on. Once it progresses, it becomes much more difficult to treat it, but caught early, it usually responds quite well to treatment. And in most cases, treatment is something simple as maybe putting some eye drops in to treat the disease.
And how often, once a person has been diagnosed with glaucoma, do they have to come back to the eye doctor and have those checkups?
Well, once they've been diagnosed with glaucoma, we're typically going to see the patient every 4 to 6 months. Some people are just maybe what we would call glaucoma suspects. They have some risk factors. We might just see them a couple of times a year as well.
Jeff, anything else that you'd like to add while we have you on this morning?
Well, there's some great information out there. Obviously, people can go online and find out information about glaucoma. There's a great website called glaucoma.org, which is a wonderful website. And if some of your listeners need help finding an optometrist, they can go to woa/eyes.org, which is the website of the Wisconsin Optometric Association.
Jeff, we thank you for joining us. Wish you well, and stay warm.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Dr. Jeff Sarazin joining us here today on The Patriot, Country 730.